You are listening to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business.
Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business today. I'm really excited for today's guest. He's a marketing and Facebook advertising expert, analyst and social reach architect. Ben Mallal is known as the leading figure in the social media marketing space. He's also the founder of the Facebook Ads Group, a Facebook group focused on advertising support with over 45,000 members. He also teaches social media marketing at various conferences and in his different programs that consist of thousands of students in a variety of industries. Ben also runs his social media marketing agency, E-Commerce Ventures, and that plays a significant marketing role in various projects. So I'm excited today to dive into Ben's brain, see what we can pick out there, and give it to you guys to start utilizing. So Ben, I want to welcome you to Making Bank.
Thanks, man. Happy to be here.
Cool. We'll dive into this in a little bit, but like with all the crazy Facebook changes and all this new like rules and different things with custom audiences and lookalike audiences, I just saw the terms of thing get updated right before we jumped on the call. So definitely want to talk to you a little bit about that. But tell us a little bit about your background, kind of what you got, kind of what got you started and focused in online marketing.
I'm a young guy. Like a lot of people think I'm like older, like close to 30s, but I'm 23 years old, and I actually started like 4 years ago in the internet marketing space for like honestly just to make money, like a lot of others that are just getting in. And for that, slowly after I started making money, I started to like reevaluate like what I want to do with myself. But I started off with like anything from affiliate marketing to Amazon to eBay. I failed countless times on these different ventures until I found about e-commerce, Shopify e-commerce, which I got into about 3 years ago. And that was my first real success. That was where like I was like, wow, this I'm actually making money online. And that's where I got started with e-commerce, dropshipping, opened one store, eventually opened a few more. Then afterwards, I started to kind of feel disgust by the actual business model because it's a very churn and burn business model. Those that are in Shopify space doing dropshipping can probably relate to this. And again, if you're just looking to make money, that's fine because there's a lot of money to be made in that space. But after a while, after doing this for 6 to 12 months, it started kind of to feel like soulless to me. And then I moved over to something that I really enjoy doing, which is the marketing side, branding, Facebook advertising. And from there on, I started helping people to eventually develop my personal brand, which revolves around social media marketing and branding, mainly a lot about Facebook ads. And from there on, opened my programs, my agency, and so on and so on. And now I'm like you said, I'm partnered up in a few companies as a marketing manager, and I have my own stuff, which is my education and my stores that I mainly focus on ads. So that's my story in a nutshell.
Super cool. So you said you started originally with some different Shopify stores, but you didn't actually have your own product you developed. You were just finding stuff overseas and then, you know, putting them on the site and then allowing people then to buy it, and it would just be shipped from there is what you were talking about, correct?
Right. Yeah. At that time, it was none of our products. It was just AliExpress. Oh, somebody bought. Let's take the money that they paid us and buy it cheaper from AliExpress.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. And so, and then kind of transition you from that to what you're doing now as you were trying to look for something that really kind of you connected with. And so building out your Shopify stores, did you do a lot of the marketing for those? Is that kind of how you got that piece of it and really started to understand it?
Right. So the transition that I made, it's kind of like, so like I said, we were working on this dropshipping store, right? This is when we got started, when I moved with my partner to Austin, Texas. I'm from Israel, and we moved to Austin, Texas to actually only focus on that, which was like a big burning the boats type of scenario. And after a few months of like just making money, at the beginning, it was euphoric, right? We were making like thousands of dollars a day. And after 6 to 12 months, I started to go into this depression of like, I'm making this money, I'm not doing anything with it. And it was very, very, very weird habits. Like I would literally wake up with my boxer shorts, not do anything and get on the computer and work on this store, like the most unhealthy lifestyle there is. But then I started noticing, what do I really like doing? And that was the Facebook ad site. I hated the whole product research, team management and the whole Shopify side. I literally hated that. I like the more creative side and the more analytical side. I like math. I'm very analytical. So then I transitioned into just being the marketing guy. So even in my current stores, I don't do any of the Shopify. Like, I have my project manager and my team managers that handle that side, and I'm the marketing side. So the Facebook has the branding and the whole marketing that goes into it. So that's basically my play now in Shopify.
Cool. And so then finding really something that you love and you're passionate about, then that's allowed you to focus on that area with the marketing and everything. And then from there, created the different courses, as well as you also then consult or have other people as part of your agency that you run marketing and branding and traffic and everything for, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, awesome. And so what was, I guess, some of the hardest struggles that you found? Give me two of the struggles that you found, when you first initially started, and then what did you kind of do to solve that today?
The biggest struggle probably that I had is to really go from following a blueprint to it's kind of going from being responsive to from being responsive to the environment to actually taking initiative and responsibility in the environment. And that's actually, most people don't know that this is why they're unsuccessful. But this is I won't say this is my theory, but this is something that actually makes a lot of sense to me. And I've noticed on myself and all of my students and people that are successful is the reason they're not successful is not because some outside scenario, but the fact is they're not aware or conscious to what they're doing. So what do I mean by that? You see a lot of people buying these courses, right? And they might be successful for a few months and then suddenly they fail. Oh, why isn't this working? Yada, 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 yada. Which was my case as well. When we started off, we bought a course. So we followed it. We made money. But after 3-4 months, we started to, it didn't work anymore. Now, the thing is, I started to understand is it's not about really following a blueprint or following instructions of a mentor, but using that as a blueprint, but adding your own initiative and responsibilities into that, because there's so much that you can eventually learn from courses, and there's a lot of info that is limited. Even in my Facebook ads course, which consists of 20 hours of video content, there's still hundreds, if not thousands of hours that you need to put in to actually understand things that I cannot explain in words, or nobody can explain in words. It's about understanding. So for example, what actually took me to transition to going from semi-successful or succeeding and then failing and then succeeding again was because I did things and I started, instead of just doing things that other people told me to do, okay. I did things other people told me to do, but I also asked why I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. And most people don't ask why they're doing specific things. So with Facebook ads or Shopify, they just follow instructions instead of understanding why they're following these instructions. Now, when you understand why you're doing specific actions, if it's about Facebook ads or scaling or manual bidding or Shopify, if you actually understand why you're doing these steps, or if somebody tells you if the cost per click is over $1, then shut it off. Okay, cool. I'll follow those instructions, but I want to understand why. Why should I shut off an ad that's over $1? And once I actually took responsibility and understood why I do specific things, that's where my creativity was able to expand. And now when I got into different scenarios, I could actually to put that knowledge into play and create multiple businesses. So that's probably the biggest struggle that I had.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, no, that definitely makes good sense, because like you said, a lot of, you buy the course, you kind of follow it, you're implementing, or hopefully you're following it, implementing, taking the action, and, but you're just doing it, and you're trying to understand why, why am I doing this? So then after that, you can expand on that, and like you said, that's where you picked up your creativity, and you're man, okay, well, if I do this and this and this, also, I'm seeing even a better result.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Now with your agency and running traffic for a while and growing multiple brands and everything, what are some of the keys that you've found that made your success in the advertising space?
So you're saying what were the key components of
So right now, you kind of took what you learned and, through a course, then you started creating your own, ideas and your own, whys, this is working. And then you started applying that to new brands now with your agency running other people's brands. What are maybe some of those three key components that you found that go across all the different brands that you've worked
with. Yeah. That's a really, really good question. Now, the thing is, what I'm going to explain here is not something that is a necessity. A lot of people can be successful without these components, but if you want to be extremely successful, the best of the best, then these are very, very important components. So one of them is being different, unique, polarizing. And that's kind of what I stand behind. I'm pretty polarizing and I'm pretty like out there in a way. Like if you go even to my profile, you see my cover photo. It's literally my statement is I make people buy shit they don't need. I think it's called a marketer. You know, and it's not like I'm selling shit that people don't need. It's just like, it's funny because that's a stereotype of the marketer. You know, and then you see like a picture of me eating like Success gummy bears. And like my agency, it's called MFM, which is Motherfucking Marketers. Now, to actually use a name like that, that's people are like, whoa, 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 what the fuck? I'm not going to use a name like that. Like that's scary. And the thing is, I like to take those steps because the brands that work with us are very, 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 very specific brands that understand who we are. Understand that we're polarizing and we come from a different space. So that's one of the key components. Be unique, be polarizing. Now, honestly, you don't have to be polarizing or unique to be successful. But if you look at the people that are the biggest in the industry, if it's Gary Vaynerchuk, if it's Ty Lopez, if it's Grant Cardone, they have their similarities and the polarizing uniqueness is there. But on the other hand, you have like semi-successful businesses where it's just regular, oh, we're going to run your ads. We're going to be, like, we have some testimonials, which is good. You're going to get clients. But if you want to be the best of the best, you have to have that uniqueness. You have to have that aspect. That's one. Number two is probably the fact that I am a very, like, I'm going to give you a humble brag kind of, but I believe at least I'm a very humble, down-to-earth person. Like I talk to everyone, no matter who they are. I talk to them in the same way. Like I'll talk to a billionaire the same way I talk to somebody that works in McDonald's, for example, because I really, really enjoy conversations and I don't put myself high above people. That's why what I've noticed, at least with myself and other people that talk to me, I've created a lot of connections and people really, really love me because I'm honest and I don't brag and I don't really talk about my success, but my confidence and the way that I show myself, people understand that, oh, this guy knows what he's talking about. He comes from a point of value. And when I actually, because at the end of the day, most people that are successful, they're not like out, like they're not known. Like, you know, you see me and like, oh, I made 7 figures in a year, but fuck that. People are making $50 million a year. Nobody even heard about them. And you can be I can go to a conference and be talking to somebody with a fucking baggy jeans and like a tank top. And people think that this guy is broke, but actually he's running like a multi-million dollar company and nobody talks about it. And that actually happened to me countless of times. And the reason I was able to figure that out is because I came to these people and I talked to them like any other person. I didn't automatically like judge them. So that's another key component in my opinion. Like be honest with yourself, be honest with your brand. And to be like, honestly, the first year or like 2 years of my business, I thought I need to be this prestigious marketer. I need to be the Facebook ads guy. I had a suit all the time. I would speak very highly and I would be kind of like, I won't say a douche, but I would be like, I thought that you need to be like kind of a douche and need to be like higher than what you think you are to make people love you. But then I understood that, fuck that. I didn't like that. I felt fake. And that's when I actually started to transition and be myself, like post memes, Facebook ads, actually turn like, be Ben, you know, and that's where I actually excelled. My core sales, connections.
That's what I was going to say. What was interesting too is I just remember seeing an ad the other day. I think you were like a zombie or something, and it was I'm trying to remember the ad.
Yeah, I have so many random
stuff. It was like you know, don't become a Facebook zombie
or something.
Yeah, you were like in a zombie outfit, or I don't know, or it was like almost like a cartoonish looking, but it was like,
yeah,
Ben,
yeah.
It was.
Yeah, I have so many funny stuff running. It's unique because people see right. That on feed, and it's like, oh, this is different. What is this?
Sure.
Like I add an ad, like breaking news: the Zuckpocalypse is upon us.
I think that was it. Like, you were,
yeah. Stuff like that. And now the third component, which in my opinion is the biggest component of them all, and this is something that people actually don't implement enough, is networking. Now I can probably say that 95%, if not more, of my success is due to networking and creating partnerships. I go to a lot of conferences. I am very, at least I was very active in Facebook groups at the time where I was growing myself. And I have probably like thousands of people that know who I am around the world. Now, due to that, due to networking and going to so many events, I was able to create not only friends, but potential partners. Like I'd say that every single business venture now that I'm in, I have four companies now, which is an e-com brand, education company, an agency, and then another e-com brand. All of these ones are basically with partners that I met through networking, every single one of these businesses. And the reason I was so successful is because of this aspect, because of networking, because you can go and you can learn something for a full on year. But it takes one golden nugget to, it takes one person to meet at a random event to tell you one thing that can save, that, that can make you hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like, for example, I always like to give this example where, like 2 years ago, I went to a conference and I talked to this guy, which, he's not like smart. We just talk about taxes. And he told me, yo, like, do you have an LLC? And like, yeah, like I didn't know shit about taxes at the time, how it works and everything. To be honest, I still have no idea. That's why I haven't accounted. But, at the time, it was like, you know, if you go through if you have an LLC and you file yourself as an S corporation, you save like 4% or 6% on taxes. And I'm like, wait, what? And I'm like, oh, cool. And then suddenly, if I make $1 million and I have an S corp now, I literally save $40,000 to $60,000 a year, which is an additional $40,000 in my pocket. So just by him saying that, just by me going to an event that cost me $500, I was able to save $40,000. Now people don't understand that, like. They don't see that. And it's literally one word. Like $40,000 is literally an annual income for a regular household. So that's the biggest thing. The networking aspect is probably one of the main components that took me to where I am today.
No, that's awesome. I know, I mean, even for myself, you know, connecting and networking and, you know, that's, you know, being able to help and interview and meet a lot of people.
Exactly. You know, let me add one more thing before you continue.
Yeah.
Let me add one more thing. Now, the thing is that years ago, this was a problem to network. Like, you know, people are all around the world. Now, first of all, you can always find that group of friends or the community that does what you're doing. But we're living in literally the best time in the golden era where all the communities and all the networking can literally be done online. Like, you have a gazillion Facebook groups to literally go in and become best friends. Like, I have friends that I literally feel like are my brothers, and I've never seen them in my life. Literally only Facebook and video calls. And I met them through Facebook. And that actually really, really helped me at the time because I was in Israel and I didn't really have communities. So I started off with Facebook groups, and everybody has that in their life. They can just go into a Facebook group and connect with people there.
Sure. No, I'm glad you pointed that out because, you know, when you talk about networking, people think, oh, you know, I got to be at an event like we were talking about. But definitely now with, you know, digital space and, you know, the way VR is moving forward, I mean, you'll be able to pop on glasses and be at a table. I know. Yeah. All from all across the world. So
yeah, it's super cool. Scary and crazy at the same time.
I know. So tell me some things that, like, right now that you're finding that are helping you run and be successful with, like, online digital marketing in that space alone. So, you know, whether it's Facebook, because that's mainly where you focus, is Facebook.
That's something I'm really, really good at. Like, Facebook advertising, I'm really, really good at it, but I'm not that type of, like, that's not the thing that I have the most passion for. I'm like not that type of kid that sits behind a computer 12 hours a day and runs Facebook ads. I do that because I'm really good at it and I love it, but I'm really good at that and branding and like the social marketing space.
Sure. Okay. So what have you found, especially too, I mean, with all the new changes with Facebook and everything else, you know, how are you guys adapting to that and then, you know, making those changes to, you know, stay at the forefront of, you know, the online space, you know, within Facebook?
Right. That's a good question. Now, the thing is that we're going through a transition as we speak. Kind of, we have a cryptocurrency blockchain company, which kind of bottlenecked us a bit, but we're still being successful. Now, the thing is that there's one statement that I'm going to say that it doesn't matter how many changes Facebook do, and it doesn't matter how much competition you have, or it doesn't matter really anything that's going on in the industry, you'll be successful if you follow this one statement. And that's why no matter what the changes are, or algorithm change, or all the posts that people come up and say that I've spent $10 and I haven't made a purchase yet, is this a scam? That completely contradicts everything. And that's, if you have an actual brand and you're actually thinking of the long term, all of this is peanuts. All of this is peanuts. Because at the end of the day, algorithm changes, competition coming in, the cost per purchase or the cost per actions basically go up by anywhere between 30% to 100%. Now, if they go up by 100%, that's literally double. Now, double for some people thinking like, what, I need to pay double the amount for a purchase, that will literally bankrupt a lot of businesses. But that will bankrupt a lot of businesses that have a very, very short customer value. And the businesses that have a very short customer value are usually churn and burn businesses and people that don't really have a legitimate brand. A legitimate brand, like our customer's value is about between like $200 to $300. On my education courses, my customer value is between $800 to $1,500. I'm paying, let's say, I don't know, $50 to acquire a customer. Even if they double it, triple it, quadruple it, I'm still going to be profitable because my customer value is so big. And do you think Adidas or Puma or McDonald's give a shit about these algorithm changes? Of course not, because they know that once they acquire a customer, their customer is worth thousands of dollars in the long term. And people don't understand that because they're only thinking of the front end. They're only thinking of the sale that happens right now. So if suddenly their cost per purchase went from $6 to $9 and their cost, their product cost is like $6, they're suddenly not profitable. That's crazy because, like, when you actually think of a business, you shouldn't be scraping up those $1-$2 of profit. You should be having dozens, if not hundreds of dollars of margins left if you actually have a legitimate business. Now, the reason this transition is actually happening is because due to the rise of internet marketing and how easy it is to make money and open a business, people got so used to the no-risk business of like putting $10 and making back $100. Now, that was true 3-4 years ago. These are trends that are happening. Like Amazon was big at like a few years ago, it was easy. Then affiliate marketing, Shopify was super easy 3 years ago. And now it's hard. But the thing is, these things always happen. And if you don't know how to move forward with the market, you're going to die. And that's the main thing. People don't look at the longevity. They look at about making front end sales. I want to make a sale now, and they don't give a shit about the customer later on. They have no email retention system. They have no retargeting system. They don't have an actual legitimate product, most businesses. And the reason for that is, like I said, because it's so easy today to just go on, open a Shopify store, 20 seconds, find a product in AliExpress, another 3 minutes, upload it, run ads. In about 20 minutes, you have literally a business that 10 years ago took you weeks to actually.
For sure. Yeah, no, I think that, you know, I think that is an important statement. I mean, as you know, as you're building the brands and like you said, the bigger companies, it's good for them because they're like, cool, you know, all these ones that just kind of keep popping up and, you know, will kind of flush out. And, you know, I think if you're able to, and you know, your focus is the long-term and building your brand and, you know, you have that, you know, you're focused on customer value and you're focused on customer, in creating value for your customer long-term, you know, then obviously you have more to spend and, you know, you're planning to stay around for a while. So, cool. Well, I think, we got a few minutes left. Just want to dive into your coaching company a little bit and kind of tell us a little bit about what that does. And, you know, and then we'll wrap up with, you know, give us a little idea where people can find you and, you know, get some more information on what you do and everything.
Yeah, sure. What coaching company you said?
You said you're online schools.
Oh, yeah. So education.
Education side of it.
My main education, I have one program, which is Social Marketing Masterclass. That's like my Facebook advertising program. I'd say it's completely from beginners all the way to advanced. I'm not like the type of guy that releases all the programs. I focus on one, which is Social Marketing Masterclass. I update that. I do weekly live Q&As in the group. That's my main education program for Facebook advertising. Currently, I don't have any other education on like branding or like different types of marketing. I solely focus on Facebook ads because that's what I'm best at and that's what I feel I can teach the best at. That's my only like education side. Like I don't do coaching or stuff like that.
So then, coming in through the agency, then you help them run their brand and then train them as well to build.
Essentially, yeah. So they either like at the end of the day, some companies don't want us to run their ads. So we have like we do this deal, which is different to every company, where sometimes we just train their employees and teach them what we know instead of them us running ads for them. It usually doesn't happen mostly, but some companies want that and they offer a lot of money for it. So why not?
Sweet, no, that's awesome. Well, cool. Well, tell us a little bit about where's the best place to find you, get more information, and get some training from you.
Yeah, sure. So again, like Googling my name, Ben Malol, it should give you like enough info. You can go find my Facebook. Sure, if you search me on Facebook, on YouTube, just Ben Malol, you'll see a lot of free content. You can download my ebook, which will of course get you into my list. So you hopefully buy something from me in the future. You don't have to though. I give a lot of value nonetheless. But yeah, just Googling my name, you'll find a lot of different things. And I'd recommend you guys to follow my Instagram because I literally don't sell anything on Instagram. It's just like my stories. My Instagram stories are hilarious. And you'll get a laugh if you do that.
Well, cool. Well, it was great having you on Making Bank today. Really appreciate your time. And, you know, it's just an honor to learn and listen, you know, to what you're doing and what's working for you. So thanks for coming on Making Bank.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
Cool. I am Josh Felber. You were watching Making Bank. Get out and be extraordinary.
Thank you for listening to Making Bank. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. And sharing is caring. Follow Josh Felber on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more. You can also listen to Making Bank on Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and watch on Apple TV, SuccessThinkers Network, Amazon Fire, and YouTube.